Men do not light a candle and put it under a bushel, Jesus said, Matthew 5:15. Then he said, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. He tells us four things in those verses. First, what to do. Let your light shine. You see, letting your light shine is something we choose to do. Jesus said on another occasion, I am the light of the world, John 8:12. So when we let our light shine, we are letting folks see the light of the world, Jesus, the salvation that God has provided. You can't shine your light until you first lighten up. Number two, where to shine the light? Before men. That means to shine light wherever you go. Some people say, well, my faith is a private thing. It's just between me and God. But Jesus never said faith was a private thing. Neither did the Apostle Paul or the Apostle Peter. So who said it? Who said faith is a private thing? Satan said it. He wants you to hide it under a bushel so that no one can see it. Number three, how to shine the light? In such a way that they may see your good works. There's a right way and a wrong way. And in such a way means to do it the right way. The way we communicate the gospel to others can make a difference in whether people accept it or reject it. Heard about a woman trying to give medicine to her dog. Every day she tried to force a tablespoon of medicine to the dog's mouth, but the dog would always resist and pull away. One day she knocked the bottle of medicine over and it spilled all over the floor. The dog went over to the puddle and lapped it up. The dog wasn't resisting the medicine. He was resisting the method its owner used, trying to force it down his throat. Don't try to force the gospel down people's throats. Communicate it in such a way that people will be drawn to God. The old saying says, more flies are caught with honey than vinegar. God loves them and can change their lives, so share it with joy. Think about it.